Welcome, my name is Divine. This is episode 380 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And in today's podcast, we're going to address the fruit of the Spirit. We're going to continue that. So if you remember from the previous podcast, we talked about love. So today we're going to talk about the next one. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your goodness. Lord Jesus, in any way we have sinned or erred, we pray that may you please have mercy on us. And please cleanse and purify us of all our sins. And Lord, you know the hurts we're going through. You know the pains we're going through. You know everything we're going through. We ask for the help of your Holy Spirit to overcome. Please have your way in our lives and let Christ be magnified. And please come and speak your word to us this morning and encourage us. This we ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So, again, we've had two podcasts in this series, right? So today let's talk about joy, right? And what is joy? What is joy? You know, joy, again, is almost like an inner feeling. Although you see it expressed in many different ways, right? Joy is an inner feeling, and you see it expressed. Like when a person is joyful, you can usually see it on their faces, you know? And whenever I think of joy, I think of this Bible verse that can serve as a good backdrop for our discussion that says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, you know, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. You know, so for me, I'm like, wow, you're asking me to be joyful when I face diverse temptations. So when you think of it in that light, it opens our minds to see something that, hey, joy is a choice, right? Joy is a choice. Joy is a choice, right? Because at the end of the day, we can look at our circumstances. If you always look at your circumstances, then your mood will be controlled by a lot of external factors. But joy can come from the inside. It can come from the inside, right? So it's like, hey, I'm facing diverse temptations. I should be dreary. I should feel terrible and all those things. But the Lord is saying, hey, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Count. So that means it's something you have to do on your, it's something that is a choice you have to make. Although, you know, it's not a choice that is easy. Think about it when you're facing tough times, when you're facing diverse temptations. You should be having a frown on your face. You shouldn't be jumping up and down for joy. But the Bible is saying, count it all joy when you face diverse temptations. So it's like, hey, when you're facing all these situations, depend on me, right? So that's one thing I think I want to bring out from this podcast, that joy comes from a dependence on God. Joy comes from a dependence on God. It's an active choice to depend on God, even when things do not appear to be favorable. Because I'm telling you this, guys, if you think that every day is going to be a rosy day, or every day is going to be an amazing day, or every day is going to be filled with fun and excitement, you're deceiving yourself. That is not in any way, shape, or form realistic to life, right? Tough times will come. Tough things will happen. You even see, like, you know, I know that many medical students and residents and attendings listen to this podcast, right? There are some days where you're really feeling it. You know, you kind of feel like you're walking, you know, you're kind of taking like great strides, you're crushing it and everything. And then there is these where you just feel completely down, completely wiped, completely burnt out. You literally just don't want to do anything, right? Or you're just facing one trial after the other, one challenge after the other. But the Lord is saying, hey, count it all joy. Count it all joy. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, right? So again, joy is depending on the Lord. Drawing it from his presence, not from your circumstances. So what drives you? Is it your circumstances or is it the Lord? Is it your circumstances or is it trust in the Lord? Right? Is it your circumstances or is it the presence of God? that is driving the way you feel, right? So I really encourage you, right? Like, that's why it's so helpful to have a relationship with God. Because let me tell you this, there is so much chaos in this world. There is an almost infinite number of things that can worry you, that can trouble you, right? But the Lord is asking you today to choose to depend on Him in the midst of those trying circumstances, right? In fact, that's why the Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength, is our strength. That's where you should draw strength from. Many people draw strength from circumstances. If circumstances are favorable, you know, they're feeling really like amped. You're like, yes, I can do it. But the thing is, one day those circumstances will fail. One day those circumstances are going to be unfavorable. One day those circumstances are not going to be the way you want them to be, right? And then you feel completely crushed on those days, right? So please don't depend on circumstances as your source of strength. No, depend on the joy of the Lord. The Bible says the joy of the Lord. So again, joy coming from the Lord should be your strength. That's the thing that will keep you going through the vicissitudes of life. I remember David in the Bible, where some people came and took his wife, his kids, his men's wives, their kids, their families, their everything. The Bible says that, you know, the men were just in despair. Imagine losing your wife. Imagine losing your kids. Imagine losing literally everything. But what did the Bible say concerning David? The Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. He encouraged himself in the Lord. So guys, joy is not the same thing as happiness. Happiness many times is controlled by circumstances, but joy is an inward choice. It's literally an inward choice you make that, hey, you know what? In spite of all these things that are going on, I'm going to trust in the Lord. Things may not be making sense to me right now, but I'm going to trust in the Lord, right? I'm going to stay on the Lord's path, right? That's joy. That's joy. Because again, guys, circumstance, like that, that's unfortunately one thing the prosperity gospel sells, that things will always be good. Health, wealth, and prosperity. Let me tell you this, guys, if that's what you think life constitutes, you are literally living in a fantasy world. That's the truth. If that's what you think life constitutes, you're literally living in a fantasy world. That is not the truth of life. And that sets you up for failure because you're expecting that things will be good every time. No, it will not. You will face trials. You will face temptations. You will face challenges, right? But again, remember that song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Jesus bore our sins on the cross, right? He bore our sins on the cross and He knows our hurts. He knows our pains. He knows our challenges. Right? So again, guys, what am I trying to encourage you to do today? Draw it from the presence of the Lord. It's going to be found in the presence of God. It's not going to be found in your circumstances. It's not going to be found in high test scores. It's not going to be found in a high GPA. It's not going to be found in marching at a big name program. It's not going to be found in marching into a competitive program. The place where you're truly going to draw strength from is the joy of the Lord. Joy rooted in saying that, hey, God's got my back. I am not afraid. You know, I'm not afraid of what man can do to me, right? I trust in the Lord. And even if things are not making sense, I'm going to follow God. Even if literally this path I'm taking right now is not making any sense to me, I'm just going to follow God in all of it because I know that God's got my back. I know that the circumstances may not be favorable, but I know in the end I'm a winner. And I know in the end I serve a God that knows everything and controls everything. Now, if you do not know this Lord that I'm talking about today, I will encourage you to surrender your life to Him. If you've not done so, I will strongly encourage you to listen to episodes 254 and 287 on the website. It talks about why you need a Savior, what true salvation is. And then at the end of episode 254, if you do make that decision for Jesus, you can say a prayer with me to surrender your life to the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your word we've heard this morning. Thank You, Lord, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Lord, circumstances may not always be favorable, but we trust in You. Give us the grace to not lose our anchor, to continue to trust in You, to continue to hope in You, and to continue to follow You, regardless of the situation that surrounds us. And Father, we pray that may that joy from the Lord be our strength in every situation of life. Give us the grace to trust in You and to know that You've got our back. This we ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Until episode 381, have a wonderful day. God bless you. Shalom.